Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Debbie Brinsfield here for the Alaska Native Sisterhood, talking about the upcoming ANS Christmas Bazaar taking place tomorrow. Debbie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Erin. It's good to be back.
So we have, goodness, we don't have to wait long for this bazaar to get our shopping fix in. It's taking place tomorrow at the ANB Founders Hall. What time do we have for swinging by to check out the handicrafts in Sitka?
So it's going to be 10 to 2 at the A&B Founders Hall at 235 Catlin Street. And we really try to give it an extra hour. The farmer's market, we do it from 10 to 1. But for the A&S bazaars, we do it 10 to 2. Because people want it to stick around a little longer.
Yeah, there's a lot to see, a lot of talented people that are going to be showing their wares. And we're going to have snacks available, too. So yep, all the more reason to hang around.
Absolutely.
So for the bazaar, what kind of vendors, what kind of talented people do we have to see?
We have some really special vendors. Rock Peterson that does habanero apricot jelly. It's delicious, and it's great for gifts. He'll be there front and center. And I have a new vendor that I'm very proud of. Her name is Christine Paul. She's been beading for years and years and years, and we're really glad to have her. She also does beautiful beaded big lighter cases, which you just change out the lighter when you're done. So it's a very unique item that's really great for gift giving. And Pam Young, she's amazing. She does little ornaments, and she takes little ornaments, and she beads around them. They're so original. So she will be with us. And this year, we have three junior tables. They're selling cookies and baked goods, and one table is manned by the Mount Edgecombe High students. I'm really proud of them. Those are some of my girls from the dorms. So we really want them to be able to showcase their beautiful talents. And Rich and Lucy Phillips, they are amazing. They do the most beautiful pottery, and you will love what they have to offer. And Rachel Roy will be sending a friend to man her table, and I always have to go to the bazaar packing because she has some amazing unique items. So you won't want to miss that. And Rachel Marino is going to have her mom, Harriet, sit at her table. And speaking of Rachel Marino, she is our fry bread queen of Sitka.
That she is.
And she is going to be doing her marvelous fry bread in the A&S kitchen. And we hope that people will come out and support her. This is for a very good cause. All proceeds will go to unexpected medical cause for her son's double lung surgery. I don't even want to think about how terrible that must be for him. So, yeah, come out and support a good cause. Get some delicious delicious fry bread and see all these amazing vendors with all their wonderful product. And I do have another new vendor, Scott and Stephanie of Dog Cat Designs. They will have two tables back by the stage, and you won't want to miss them. So Bonnie Dodds, she's got some unique crocheted items. And Pauline Duncan, who we love and adore, is going to have her beautiful weaving. And Sarah Williams has the most amazing, unique beaded items. She has eyeglass cases. She has earrings. She has gloves. I've bought a pair of gloves from her that on the hand part is a beautiful beaded flower. You just won't see anything more beautiful than Sarah's beading. So that's about the rundown of everybody, and we have a really good following this year of really unique vendors.
Yeah, a lot of different talents to be shown at the market this year. Oh, everything from beading to crocheting to pottery to weaving
to jelly,
everything. Awesome. And of course, you have the junior tables there, which is what a great opportunity for some of the younger folk in Sitka to get a hand at selling their handicraft.
You know, I put on Sitka Chatters, if you have teens or if you have kiddos that are doing crafts, or get them baking. They can make good Christmas money.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's been a lot of fun working with these young kids and teens, and I can't wait to see how well they do.
Oh, they'll probably clean up They'll probably
and
clean
people
up.
Will pay any price for baked items. They want yummy delight. Mm-hmm. So,
and especially when you've got, I feel like when it's kids doing it too, of like, yeah. Okay, it's their new business venture. If anything, this town is good at it's supporting new ventures and people and trying out something new.
This is really amazing for these young kids. I tell the parents, this is like a small business incubator that can forecast and what's going to happen in the future with them.
Definitely. So, yeah, great opportunity for us to come by and see what kind of talents we have brewing in our younger generation and support that as well.
Yeah, we're so proud of them.
So this, again, is happening tomorrow, Saturday, December 14th at the ANB Founders Hall, 235 Catlian Street.
Right.
The time again for that?
10 to 2, and you can come in at 9 a.m. to unload and set up. And my number, if anybody needs it, is 738-4323. I do have one adult table left and one really cute junior table left. So the junior tables are only $25. The regular tables are $30. So give me a call if you decided, oh, I have these things I want to sell. I've been sitting on them and hoarding them. Don't sit on them and hoarding them. Get into the A&B Hall and sell them.
Yeah, share them with the community.
Yeah.
And if you got a kiddo who looks like they're going to be baking up a storm, where you could get them convinced to do so.
Yeah, get them baking tonight.
There you go. Put them to work. And this, to come by the Founders Hall and check out the bazaar, is there any entry fee to get in?
No fees. We are glad to have a free event. We want people to come in, get some fry bread, walk around, enjoy meeting some vendors and getting their wonderful, unique product, and just have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Awesome. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for coming in this morning and for your work in putting together these bazaars. You've been doing it for a number of years now.
Yes, I have. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Awesome. Well, the Alaska Native Sisterhood Christmas Bazaar taking place tomorrow, Saturday, December 14th at the ANB Founders Hall on Catlian Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everything from beading to pottery to jellies to world-famous Rachel Moreno fry bread.
Oh, I have one other thing. The ANS sisters have bought a popcorn machine. So Stephanie Weddle will be there selling popcorn, $2 a bag for a small bag and $3 a bag for a large bag. And that went over really well last weekend at our flea market. So
excellent.
Come and get some fry bread and then walk around and get hungry again and get some popcorn.
You will be well taken care of in the handicrafts and the snacks. Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Debbie, for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Erin.